his mighty, mighty acts. Praise him according to his abundant greatness. And party super.
How come I didn't see where it was going? Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. L'chaim. Thank you, brother love. Yes, sir. Ray DeVito with us as well.
Woohoo!
And the entire fucking town. I'm glad you guys can be part of this. This is very exciting. It's the year-end show, of course. It was going to be the CATCA Awards, the second annual Keith and the Girl Awards, most shocking moments, most funniest moments, best song.
Live song.
That kind of thing. Jeremy put together some incredible clips for this. We were listening to him downstairs. Didn't look like we were boring the shit out of everybody, and that's a good sign. But here's what happened. I was listening to some of these just last night, and I'm going to play a clip, and you tell me if you hear what I hear, why I don't feel we can do this. Three people this summer have been attacked in Aspen in their own homes, including Maureen Hirsch. Who hears what I hear?
I hear it.
Aspen is for goddamn losers.
Okay. I hear this. It's like popcorn. It's this static click that is driving me insane. Arr, came into her house. There you go. Through locked French doors.
Oh, yeah. I hear
it.
The barking dog let her know something was up. All of a sudden, the dog started barking frantically, she says. Next thing I know, this head of a...
You should have just said, hey, record it on 2-inch tape, man. Old school.
I should have said, right? Yeah, right. I should have said, can you do reel-to-reel, Jeremy? So it's a little too much, and, you know, Jeremy's going to help us refine the clips and remake them. I'm going to do it this weekend with Kyle, and we'll do the show when we come back. But I'm telling you, I heard some of these clips, and it's some funny shit. So this will be more just a reminiscing thing about the year, and I think we're going to have a good time. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the reason why we have so many people in the room is Jeremy contacted me something like earlier this week saying, hey, I have a turducken. You want to have a party on Friday? And I said, sure. So this party was built around a turducken. We had some food earlier. And then, you know, there's so many people who are involved both in our personal life and our show here that Brother Love called it. This is our office party.
Office party, yeah.
How fucking cool is that? I think we have the coolest office party anyone here has ever been to.
What two people are missing from the room right now, and where's our copy machine?
No, we already saw like half the people's penis in this room, so I'm good for the rest of fucking...
Well, Jeremy said, you know, all I know, I don't even know where the clips are. I know what show, like at what time, so it's going to take a little bit of work. And so he asked us right before the show, if you guys can just... put the most shocking moments in this show, including funniest and everything. So I'm going to need, let's see, Emmy, if you can go down on Newsy, Brother Love, if you could.
Now, it was such a trip because we were all just talking about all these favorite moments and all that, and it bugged me out because, you know, I've been traveling all year, and every time, like if you were into... John Petrie.
John Petrie.
I was like, wow, I remember that week. I remember exactly what I did that week. I was running up this hill and playing drums on this thing, whatever. That just bugged me out. There were so many fantastic, funny moments. My favorite moment, though, my favorite moment.
Of the whole year?
Of the whole year.
All right.
Is you.
Thanks, buddy.
All you got
right.
it.
All right. Now, good night, everybody.
Hey, we'll have brunch. I'll make it up to you. Swear to God.
Yeah. No, you don't. You don't.
Weed this time. 2010, baby. It's green all over.
You don't think I understand that I lose my boyfriend to his boyfriend?
You know Keith is more fragile. Let him have it.
It's great. I was my favorite, right, guys? Really. When he's telling the story and he goes off on this beautiful tangent, you don't know where it's going to go. But especially for what it's about, fat people, it's always the greatest thing in the world. And I really...
Do I have an aversion with fat people?
I think when you don't like someone, they have to be fat.
They usually are.
No, but they usually are. Right, right. I mean, look, you got nerds down, right? And the fat kids down, right? Yeah, absolutely. And it's just the funniest thing. It goes on and on and on. It starts off, it's like this little string on your shirt. And you're like, oh, am I going to do this? And I pull the string, and then the shirt's gone in like 3 minutes. You know what I mean? You pull the string, and he starts going and going, and you're like, and you're sitting in your office. I'm sitting in the van driving across this country, and it's like you really close your eyes and say, please, God, I hope he's going there. I hope he destroys this fat fuck.
It's true. It's true. He goes on, and sometimes in the beginning of it, I'm like, okay, Keith, yeah, they're fat. But, all right. But... Then he starts going, Brother Love's right. He starts going on the sting, and then I see his eyes, and they turn into monsters.
And it just goes on, and then you are like, okay, that's great. Oh, right, that's right. You're an idiot. You're so mean, whatever. But that's not good enough. You can just hear it. And then he just pauses for a second, and there's no thought. It just comes right out, and it just keeps going. And then until you are hysterically laughing, crying.
Under the table.
Then it's like, oh, I win. At that point, you're like, well, what's, you know, it's the story for, who's the story for at that point? But, you know... But my
there's
favorite.
No story by the end of it. Also, my favorite thing of that is when I see that Keith is starting his role, and we have a guest in the room, and they're like, "Oh, we're dishing on fat people," and they go to speak, and I just hold up one finger, like, "No, you're gonna have to wait a second because you don't understand. Like, it's a new person or something."
The best rants are the ones that never end. The ones that come back in later conversations in the show. Those are the ones where I'm like rolling on the ground laughing. And I'm like, yes, he's back to it. Back on it.
Right. Thank you, Newsy.
Right. You know, an ambulance will go by. But, yeah, you're going to need that, you big fat foot. But and just, you know, whatever comes up, it comes up. Like, you know, he looks over like, oh, I'm just wearing a nice pink shirt. Today. Yeah, sure. Pink, yeah. It's the stretchiest color, obviously. But the funniest thing he does, hands down, that you do, hands down, and I've laughed so goddamn hard, like spit up food, is when you go like this. And it is like, you could just see that fat fuck, poor fat fuck eating, whatever. And it's the funniest thing that I've ever in my life. And I'm like crying on the plate. Oh, yeah, right.
Just it. Oh, I got sausages in my mouth. I'm such a motherfucking fat fuck.
Kyle's right. They do talk like that.
Now, here's the thing.
Take the sandwich out of your mouth before you write me the email.
It's a really big ham sandwich. Eat a little bit of it before you move on. Please. But
that sound is the funniest thing. Because it just comes out of nowhere. All of a sudden, you're like just hanging out, listening. You know, you're making your own sandwich, which then fucking sucks. You know? All I got is peanut butter and jelly, asshole, but thanks a lot. You know? Like, and you just hear, and you're like,
oh. New ringtone.
I think a perfect example of Brother Love saying this is yesterday's show with the Jonas Brothers. And I would not stop until Hamda was on the floor. I will not stop. Like, I don't even know where the fuck this is going, but she's into it. Other people must be. Ask me about cottage cheese. All right.
That's why I love you, baby.
Oh, my God, the cottage
I don't know, I guess some people like it.
I wouldn't even hear it. Yeah, that's the thighs, right?
Oh, my God.
No. I meant literal cottage cheese.
He's so funny.
I was listening to the first annual CatGo Awards. The one coming up in January, of course, will be the second annual. And hearing some of these things going on, there were shocking moments in that show. I was playing it on the chat and listening to it. That's when we first learned our buddy Bobby Mitchell was getting a divorce. And then later on in the air, he wears dresses and this and that. Oh, my God.
You're the ugliest girl you ever saw in your life.
Not an attractive woman. I don't mind telling them that. Talked to Michael Carino about his kids. It's so weird hearing these shows back. And, you know, recently we talked to Michael Carino, of course. But, you know, before that, you had, doing something with my kids. And it's like, I know what they're doing.
Meanwhile, last year he won an award for putting his
daughter.
Kids in front of a mic.
Best phone call.
Yeah.
Best phone call
so
he won.
Weird about, like, hearing
Wait,
like,
we can't hear you.
No louder.
That's what's so weird about hearing the old CatGo Awards is that, like, you hear these things that you don't really understand about what happened with Michael Carino.
Right.
But now that you actually know what it is, it's so much more interesting to hear the preliminaries of what he had to say.
Right. Kyle's high as a kite.
No, he's high as a kite.
I remember best rant for the very first year. You know, Jeremy pulled the clips for that also. Write-in vote was Patrice in a reparations. You remember that?
Wait, yep. Right? Oh, the write-in vote.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to talk still.
No.
How many years now? I don't know how to talk still. Well, and we'll have a... I don't know if we have best fight yet for this year, but we got to make sure we have that. But I'm looking at...
That's a lot of pressure on us to start a fight.
Yeah.
I think it's just the ongoing
fuck
between...
Fuck you, Ray. Shut the fuck up.
Between you comedian guys. I love the ongoing. I think that's what I think is the best fight.
How about between Jesse and everybody?
Yes,
Spooky
Jesse
and everybody.
Jesse and everybody else.
I liked Jesse and Dan. Like, for me personally, that was a great episode, is him confronting Dan on his homeless situation. And Dan, like, having nothing to say other than, yeah, I'm waiting for a Washington Mutual to give me...
a tax return back.
It's I do remember last year, it's interesting, who was up for best fight. Henda was involved in every single nomination.
You told me that earlier. Everyone, how is that possible? Who was I fighting
everybody.
With?
Everybody.
You and me. McNally. You and McNally. Yep.
Henda, Becky Donahue.
Henda and Becky Donahue, you asked me.
Was it me, though, and Becky Donahue?
I don't know. Why not?
Henda and Hadar was the last.
Oh, don't get me started about this pig.
Can you have...
By now, yeah.
Can you have emails as a part of that? Because you versus the MS lady, or maybe you versus John Petrie's sister, that could be a fight. It was ongoing.
I think
that could be.
Yeah,
I
we'll
think
see.
It's a fight.
Or a little baby faggot. That's a big fight.
We'll see what's
going
on.
That happened a few years ago, right? Little baby faggot?
No, it happened again
No,
this
the first
year.
One was like first 2 years ago, right? So
this is best recurring awesomeness.
Yeah. Every 6 months.
I'm trying to find this guy. I'm parking on his stoop now. Like, let's get this going again. So, yeah, some categories that I'm looking at coming up. Funniest moment, best impression.
Mm.
Now, not to give too much away, but Samantha did make it. Good. And... Jesse Joyce impersonating himself made it. Best live performance is going to be in there. A lot of great music. It started right away. It started with Foreign Stud this last year. Remember
that?
On
the first show of the year, yeah. And they brought their whole band. We had a drum set in here.
Who else?
And this is a tiny studio. A lot of people come in here and say, oh, I thought it was bigger. There's no room between the last person's chair and the couch. To have an entire... band in here was so freaking cool, and they set the bar, I think, you know.
Of course they did, because they're like a rock and roll band.
Thank you, Paul Stanley.
Exactly.
Now Merritt performed live. A whole bunch of shit. It was very good. And the best produced moments will be there, most shocking, and all that. So it's very exciting. What's your what was your favorite part of the whole year, would you say, Ray?
Wow, there's a lot of them. I'm gonna say the Poconos.
Oh,
that was awesome.
The 1,000th show.
That's right.
That was really, really fun.
That was a good time. FMOS was there performing. Brother Love was there. They did a little thing together. All that's at live, right? KeithandTheGirl.com/live. And you see all these shows when we're in front of people. And let me say thank you again, everybody.
Yeah.
Let me say thank you again. That was a lot of fun.
Hey, thank you to you guys. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what I was getting at. You are welcome.
And if you go to the Hard Rock, you see the outfit that Ray DeVito wore at the, the 1,000 show.
You know what's really cool is somebody in the room right now is Kat. Kat's in here, and she was at the 1,000th show, and she lives across ocean.
She's from Ireland.
Yeah.
Right?
Pond jumper.
And so she happens to be here at the last show of the year, and she was here for our 1,000th show.
And that's if you want to make a timestamp, Jeremy, let me make a shocking moment. Ray and Kat are getting married. Congratulations.
News to Ray and Kat.
Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
People are writing in fights that could be potentially up for nominations. Intern Mike versus Newsy fight.
Oh.
That was a fight. Me versus Danny LaBelle fight. Was that a fight? Me versus Danny LaBelle?
That was an intervention.
Best intervention.
It was an unwanted intervention.
Well, are any of them wanted? I don't know.
See, an extremely.
What's weird is I don't think I fight with people. Now this is Keith. Please don't chime in yet. This is in our relationship book coming up because apparently I wrote a chapter on fighting. I started that chapter saying I don't think I ever fight, and then I name fights that Keith and I had. Like in the next paragraph.
They're just discussions.
Right. They're discussions. They're just passionate and heated. That's all. So what if things break?
Mm-hmm. Well, you call people on their bullshit, which is actually commendable.
Is that a fight, though?
No.
Thank you.
It's a revelation.
Here's something shocking. Is everybody
We're
ready?
We're saviors, not assholes.
Yeah. Henda and Ray are getting married.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Newsy. This no joke is a shocking moment. What am I hearing right before the show starts?
Oh, I just... I was going to say flew in from Virginia, but I didn't because I took a bus. So I just arrived from Virginia, but while I was on the bus, I was texting somebody, and it was getting a little bit racy, so I started masturbating under my coat on the bus in my seat. Like, I didn't even go to the bathroom.
This is like a Greyhound bus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Peter Pan.
Same thing, right?
Peter Pan. Right. Well, the little boy on the side of the bus is doing things for me. That's why it's different.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Come on, please. Okay.
Don't so, make it weird, man.
So, yeah, I just start masturbating and...
Is somebody sitting next to you?
No. But somebody's sitting across from me, this thug dude who's listening to gospel the whole way.
Are you hoping that he looks at
me? Oh, no, I don't want him looking at me.
No?
Come on, no way, he's going to alert the whole bus.
And how far along did you think? Did you go, well, I might come.
I was thinking about that, and I was like, okay, I can use a sock to wipe it up. And then I was just like, well, where am I going to put the sock?
The sock
on my foot. I was going to take that off and just, like, wipe that up. But then I was like, where am I going to put it? And then I was like, am I going to have a jizz sock in my backpack? Because then it's making everything smell. That's another thing.
So wait,
is that
was sitting right next to you?
No. He was sitting in the seat across from me.
Oh.
Across.
Oh, okay.
But I was also considering...
his shoe up. No reason.
Come on.
He needs a sock, obviously.
And I was also thinking about that smell. Like, everybody knows what that smell is.
Yeah.
If they all of a sudden smell that and I'm sitting there with my O face, it's not going to be a good scene.
How do you stop mid-jerk?
We were sending, or not we, he was sending me pictures, and then he sent me just a picture of himself fully clothed, and I'm like, hey, that kind of ruined my shit. Why would you do
that's
that?
That's all it takes?
Not normally, no, but it did. Or because it took so long for it to get there, and then when it arrived, it was just like, oh, okay.
And then you got the womp womp dick?
I got the womp womp. But I did have like snail trails all over my stomach though.
What
is like,
snail trail?
Pre-cum?
Oh, pre-cum?
Yeah. That's a cool way to say it.
How much?
He had like a moment of clarity at some point while it's whipped out. He's like, wait a minute. This is seriously.
How much are you pre-cumming?
I pre-cum a lot.
You're the king of it.
I am the king of pre-cum. That's, man,
right
if
now,
I ever
right?
had sex with a
right
chick.
Now.
Right now. I got trails. I can feel them. If I ever had sex with a woman without a condom, there is no pulling out because like 3 seconds into it, she'd be knocked up already.
We call that the Mike Florman. That was a funny show, by the way.
Your dad?
Yeah.
I was saying how Brother Love is just like his dad. That this guy shot a fucking bullseye in his mom. Nothing dripped down thighs. Everything was right
I'm
in
behind
there.
Behind on shows, I'm listening. I'm like, what? That was hilarious.
By the way, where is it? Spuds is saying, you know, that's how you get athlete's cock.
Arip is saying newsy stories always teeter on the line of funny and felony.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true.
What was your favorite moment of the whole year, newsy?
I was thinking about it, and it wasn't even a part of the show, though. It was the camping trip. So that doesn't
don't make everybody jealous.
Count. Oh, no.
All right, you Did can. Go ahead.
It? Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Just hanging out with you guys, and I know what it is. Mike the intern's show was playing during that camping trip. That was fun to listen to. So
Haterade.
That here it comes back around. The show. Hey, no, I'm not hating on you, Michael. You're cool. It's good. It's all good.
Listen to that. It's all good, man.
It's so
but,
good.
But his show was horrendous, mainly because of his friend,
right.
who is a complete moron.
What bracelet are you wearing
he
right
d-
now?
He did a he
Something
did
from
a,
high school.
Are you trying to tell everybody you're gay?
He did a podcast for a little bit.
Mike the intern.
Mike the
intern. One time.
His friend. Just one show, right?
I believe so.
Oh, why? With encouragement like that? I can't believe he stopped. Jeez, Luigi's.
Are these the friends that he, like, fake wrestled with? Are those the dudes?
Fight Club friends?
I don't know.
Wait, yeah. Is there, though, on our new the CATCA Awards, is it best intern time yet or what? We got that?
Who's the best intern?
Yeah. They should come on. Hey, guess what there?
You got three?
Hey, I love you, bro, but this one's dating a model. No, yeah, just saying.
Kyle, right? Yeah. There. By the way, I hooked you up, Kyle. When you went to the bathroom, I talked to her about marriage and everything. So shouldn't have any problems, you and your lady.
Fuck, man.
You're all set.
Did Brother Love hit on Kyle's girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
did you almost hit on her?
Not even once.
Okay.
Not even once. I'm very impressed with myself. But seriously, not even once.
Not even once.
She said that he did.
Yeah, you're totally right. Please.
Well,
no, because I thought I was hearing something from the kitchen. Like, so you're gonna be a model. I don't even know. Don't look at me like you're shocked. Do not look at me like you're shocked.
I don't speak like that. So you're gonna be a model. Yeah.
Come on, you know you have a voice. What's the voice?
Hey, sugar tits.
Yeah.
Hey, you're gonna be a model. You're gonna be you. Do whatever you want. But it's so good, Jack. If you're a model, then I'm pretty. If I'm pretty, the whole world's ugly. You are foxy.
And that's that, and skibbity-doo.
Nobody doubt it, baby.
I gotta know, Kyle, what does your girlfriend think of this show? Because this is the first time... Is this the first time she's over? It's not the first time we're meeting her.
No, you met her once at the haunted house.
But, you know, you come home and all of a sudden you're talking about jerk off this, jerk off that. You're trying to explain why that's funny with you and your new 35-year-old buddy. And then, and she comes over.
Thanks, friend.
Jealous.
And then
buddy.
She comes Damn over. We're right. all acting like jackasses. And she's such a sweet girl. What? Did she just kind of pet you on the head sometimes and go, yeah, I bet that was funny?
Yeah, it's like, oh, your friend Keith. Yeah, you guys are good buddies.
Can I talk to your lady for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Is she into it? Come on, change places with Kyle for 1 second, if you don't mind. Introduce her.
She's
introduce
so
your lady.
Hot.
This is my, according to the news, the extremely hot girlfriend, Vika. So,
yeah, hi, Vika. What kind of name is that? Pull the mic close to you, please.
Can anybody hear me? Okay. It's a Russian name, actually.
I can't hear.
The only quiet Russian I've ever met in my life. Da, хорошо.
Da.
Sorry, Kyle. Daddy's home. Is it weird when does Kyle like when Kyle comes back from interning here with us? Are you like, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't even know if I like you. Jerk off this, jerk off that. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I heard that.
This isn't gonna work.
No, he was. Okay. Well, I've heard plenty of this jerk off stuff, but I was pretty proud of him making it like really famous on Twitter. So I'm proud of him for that.
We made jerk off famous on Twitter.
So yeah, I mean, it's interesting stuff, you know, that I hear about every day.
Bullshit.
So. Are you very proud of him?
Am I proud of him?
For other things.
Yeah. You would have won. No, it's fun. Like I support what he does, so. Yeah.
Can I ask her a question?
Of course.
Do you make him wear those skinny ass jeans to kill all the sperm so he doesn't?
Absolutely.
There's no babies in here.
It's a form of birth control, I guess you can say.
Sweet. It's your idea, though, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a Russian secret.
Yeah. Wow, I hear an accent now.
Really? Maybe because I'm tipsy.
Okay.
She says the word cookie, hilarious. You should say cookie.
Cookie.
Well, Vika, thank you very much.
Thank you.
До свидания.
Stay for the after show where we have the after show cookies.
You know they're broken up when Kyle's no longer wearing skinny jeans.
Right. That can be me.
I can finally be free.
Let these babies swim.
Yeah.
Well, we are... Newsy was saying have best intern, right? But anyway, somebody was saying about have, best intern. It's only to make people sad. Well, we are going to have not only who's the best new guest of the past year. That includes, it's been a while. That includes Lauren. That includes, is Ray one of those?
No, I was on last year.
Mark Maron. Ted Alexandro.
A lot of people.
I think Ben Lerman.
Okay. Also, here's what we're doing, though. Because you know all these people are ready to cry at the drop of the hat. Worst guest
nice.
Of the year.
Which one do you announce first, by the way?
Best or worst?
Yeah.
Best.
Best, yeah. Well, if we're going to try to make people cry.
That'd be something if you win
the
both.
The bad news ruins the good news. So you got to say the good news first.
Good point. Very good point. What were you saying over there, Newsy?
No, I have my opinion of the worst guest of the year.
Who's the worst guest of the year?
The poop book guy.
You know what, this guy...
He rubbed a lot of people wrong.
He writes a book called All About Shit. And
we're paraphrasing.
Well, what is it? Poop?
It is. It's like poop culture or something?
I think it is poop.
It's called poop culture, right? So he writes a book called Poop Culture. And then I start asking about poop. And I don't think he thinks I'm taking poop serious enough. And he was upset with me. Yes, Dave Prager. And he was a little upset, right?
Well, he wanted to... he admitted that he didn't want to call it poop culture. He wanted to call it something more classy, a whole book about shitting. Okay.
Right.
So he admitted that he, quote, sold out on that one so that he can sell more books. Well, here we are trying to sell you more books. Let's talk about shit.
Right.
You know, in his book, it talks about, you know, the thing that I do, which is putting your feet on, like, the garbage can or something. Tell me, anybody in this room hasn't tried. Who has tried putting your feet up when pooing because of what I said? Look at all the hands going up.
That changed my life. You guys seriously changed my life on how I take a shit. It really did.
I'm just surprised you remember anything about that show. I'm in the van traveling across America, and I'm like, you know, I don't know sometimes when the show was on. So I'm like, hey, how you doing? I get a little internet, little we call it a little piece that you put in your computer, a little Wi-Fi piece.
I follow.
Yeah. Yeah, so the gay guy.
So he IMs me.
I'm like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, hi, show. And I'm normally I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, sorry about that. And all of a sudden she's like, so how are you? I'm like, I thought it was show. I didn't know what it was. This guy is so boring. I swear to God.
Way
I
mean, to what, fucking what, call me out.
What the hell? He's not a fan. He's not around. And he's saying, you know what? He's sure.
No, you're calling me out to Keith. I'm fucking texting in the middle.
Yeah. Well, he was texting too. Are you talking about? I was talking to him too. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
When I hear you doing it, then I think, oh, this is going to be fun. Like, what's going on? Hey, buddy.
I do.
Every song, right? Okay.
I do think we were able to make it work, but I do remember, you know, saying something about shit or something, and he'd say, all right, but let's focus on the book. What show could you possibly be on where they have you on for an hour?
And they're genuinely interested about your shit, literally.
What else am I talking about? You have a book about shit. What else am I talking about? Other shit? Unrelated shit?
Yeah, we have a relationship book coming out in March, and we're hopefully going to be interviewed by a lot of people. So about your relationship. No.
Right.
We just talked about our relationship yesterday.
Let's focus on the book. Right.
Oh, a lot of people are writing in for the best and worst guest, Mr. Internet.
See, yeah. I think he was a great guest.
I thought he was a great guest.
This guy was just a scumbag. This is the guy that... Are you saying all
bad?
Like...
I do.
Because
I
you're
bad.
A victim.
I'm not a victim. You're the victim.
I'm the victim because he did it right in front of me. So we go downstairs and he's saying, hey, you know, he has a production company. And let me tell you that if anything ends up, if this ends up not working out, let me know. And, you know, I'll do what I can. And to me, that was, if the Keith and the Girls show doesn't work out, he can tell we have talent and we're, right? And you thought
to me
that
also,
too.
Absolutely.
And then, no, please. Guy comes into your house, hey, if this ain't going to work out.
No, I mean, but he's
to
right
both
there.
Our faces? Why would you assume that
you
means?
You know what? In hindsight, looking back, I think that you were behind him.
How does he know
you? And then I think he was surprised that
look
you were
around.
There.
When I hit on somebody's girl, I look around.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's in
right.
hindsight, okay? In hindsight. And I didn't know. And for me, when he was saying that, of course I didn't think he was hitting on me. I said, I think it'll work out, though.
I hope so.
And I think I would say that, you know, both for the relationship and for Keith and the girl. You're in my fucking house, you know? I mean, even if I did want him to hit on me, I'd be like, yo, man. Like,
what if that dude is just so cocky? He, like, had plenty of opportunities to get you by yourself, and he just waited until Keith kissed me. He's like, oh, hey.
Then at least you know what that, you know everything on the table then, in a way, because, you know.
He hit on me on the show as well. But, you know, it's all totally ha-ha.
All remember. That's still in front of Keith, so it's still works.
Right? I know, but you know, women come on this show and Keith hits on them, and you know, we're all fake. Oh, you're so cute. It's, you know, it's a show nonsense. So nobody took it seriously. Unless, did you?
No.
When he
on
hit
the
on
show?
Me on the show.
Absolutely not.
Right? Because it's just like, oh, you're the dream, blah, blah, blah. And he's just blah, 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 blah. But when you do it off, and then he texts me afterwards, and I'm still a moron, like, no, he just wants to hang out with everybody. This is fantastic. Sure, get in touch with me next time you're in town.
Yeah, we find out later that he means, just to be crystal clear, if you and Hemda ever break up, I'm there for you.
That's right.
If the relationship doesn't work out, I'm there for you. He nodded.
Feel like
to,
shit.
It made me feel like shit when he nodded to my solo flex and went, "I use mine." Like
that. Did not do
no,
that.
No.
Did, no, no,
no,
that's just,
no, no, no.
That's like now I have to kill this guy. I didn't want to kill him.
He was a great guest. Now I ask you this, Keith:
yes.
Would you have him on again? He was a great guest, but that's.
Would I have him on again? Yes, but I would. First thing, we would have to talk about this.
Okay.
On the air.
All right.
Because I don't care about him or respect him to have it in private.
That's fair.
Who else? Who else? This is fun. Who else is the worst? Who was the worst this year?
I don't know. I kind of like our guests.
It's usually, you know, who's been on just once, really.
It is easy to figure out. Well, why don't they have him on? Oh, I don't know. Just... That so can't get together.
I was at open mic comedy show a couple weeks ago when I was home last, and there was a guest, a former guest of yours who was there doing her stand-up. Oh, did I give way too much? No.
No.
Of course not. And it was really funny because she was on once, maybe twice, and she hasn't been on since. And
you know.
Oh, but by the way, thanks for telling her to email me.
Well, of course. What am I going to do?
Oh, my God. What an asshole. you should email her. Let her know.
Anyway, I felt so bad. I mean, her routine, everything was so bad. I mean, there was suicide everywhere in the room. And then I saw her, and it was just like, you know, I was like, hey, you know, I know you, you know, kid. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, how are they doing? Oh, I have to get in touch with them. I love being on that show. Just all kinds of like, ah, ba ba da ba da bullshit. So I was cornered.
Whatever. Keith does the same thing. You know, and to me, it's, you know how when... I was just talking about me getting hit on, and I'm just like, what? No, he loves everybody. You guys do this, except with this concept, where Keith will watch a show. It's god fucking awful. And then afterwards, he's like, you did such a good job, blah, blah, blah.
A live show to a performer, right?
Yeah, shush. And then they'll be like, oh, I'd love to be on your show. Yeah, talk to Chemda. Yeah. All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah. I do have to say that's absolutely true.
How off-putting that is, actually is.
I want to say a great moment, which I really liked, is because I knew Ted before he did the show.
Ted Alexander.
Yeah, yeah. And super nice guy. And he's great.
He's very
dude.
Nice.
He's a very funny dude. And
he's so nice that I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, that was awesome, though, because Keith said to me once about him being at a show Ted was on, and Ted giving him shit for getting up and going to the bathroom. And that was great. And I thought Ted handled that awesome, too.
Oh, yeah. It was so... He handled it so awesome. We were like...
No, that was still great. No, even... Yeah, that was so awesome on every level. Keith calling Ted out.
I remember he...
giving him shit for going to the bathroom.
I go to the bathroom
during his... We were watching Ted doing stand-up, just to clarify.
Right.
Keith and I were in a live room watching Ted do stand-up. Keith goes to the bathroom. When Keith comes back, Ted's like, oh, did you have fun in the bathroom? And then it was very awkward. So when Ted came on our show, Keith called him out about it, which you had to do, because to every other comic that brought up Ted Alexandro, you were like, oh, he can't have people go to the bathroom ever.
Wow. And then you know how I get. I start picking on his jokes. I'm like, as much as you want, right? Eat as much as you want, cry as much as you want. I get it.
Do you know, because he has that joke, Ted Alexandro has the as much as you want, a diet joke, whatever. Every time somebody says, oh, yeah, as much as you want, I go, Ted Alexandro, as much. It's as if it's his phrase now. Right. So congratulations, Ted.
That should be a part of Cat Kid Wars also. What phrase do you take into your life and use the most?
Yoink.
Little baby faggot's mine. I love it. And he don't know why. And that's fine. That's fine.
Who's he?
Just a friend of mine that I just like.
A friend
of mine that I'm just like, right? I mean,
yeah, little, life on the road. Gets...
Little baby faggot.
You know, oh, it's great. You know what?
I
they're asking.
Your absolute fear was a bottom mouth.
Yes. What?
Oh, from Faceboy.
Faceboy.
What was that?
He's talking about his asshole,
yeah,
obviously.
Right, right.
What could it be?
Right.
What was that?
And he's like, because he's so calm, no matter what. It's like it's so crazy, right? Bottom mouth. It's hilarious. But the way he says it with his little voice, and I have my little voice, and I'm going to talk like I'm saying, and then he had it in his bottom mouth.
That's disgusting.
But you said it's so sweet. I feel like I have to be having a cupcake right now.
Hey, Dina, you with us?
Hello.
Oh, geez.
Yeah!
Oh. One second. How you doing, Dina?
Sweet, how are you?
Sweet, good.
Sweet, right?
we're reminiscing over the year, and I wanted to say, what was your favorite moment of the year, first off? And secondly, who was your most hated guest? Who did we have on that you hated the most?
Oh, I don't hate any of them. I'm not a hater.
No, you're not a hater. That's true. What was your favorite moment?
Let me think.
Yeah. I told you I was going to call you, by the way.
I know. You told me this, and I didn't even think about it because I was talking to my cousin.
Okay.
So.
This is my favorite moment, by the way.
Right.
I don't know. I guess.
Okay.
All of it.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's so sweet. Stop it. I'm blushing. I'm embarrassed.
How you feeling? You over the swine flu? We all done with that? It's weeks away?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It was like a month and a half ago, I think.
Exactly.
Well, I do want to say this. Sincerely, Dina, you are my favorite guest. Sorry, guys. And thank you for being with us for another year. Very exciting. Everybody loves you. I don't know
Dina, wasn't your favorite moment on the show when when Keith said how he texted you sweet, sexy words?
Oh, that was. Yeah, you know what? Number one right there.
How could it not be? It was my favorite.
I got this weekend locked up.
I woke up the next day going, what is wrong with him?
I'm sending him the text message. I think I'm going to be sexy. And the last person I talked to happened to be Dina on IM. So I IM'd her. Something like, do you remember what it was? What is it, Dina? What was it?
Oh, man. It was something about, I'm going to come inside you.
I'm going to slide inside you.
slide inside gracefully. Gracefully. Nothing
too
quick.
No, it was slide. No, it was flip or some shit like that.
So then
look
she
at,
went.
Look at the impact you have on her life, right. Keith.
Not part of you for 1 second, Dina went, yes.
No, I woke up going, ha, ha, ha.
Did you know it was a mistake right away, or did you think, like,
yes.
Maybe, yeah, you knew it was a mistake, son of a
bitch.
Wouldn't it be funny if he was trying to do that on purpose, right. And she went, ha, and he goes, LOL.
I'd be like, long-distance relationships don't work for me, sorry.
Aw, that's the only thing, though, Keith, if she was here, well, you know?
What are you going to do?
It's okay.
No, it still wouldn't happen, I'm sorry.
Okay, Dina, Jesus.
What if he could fix your roof?
Right. She knows, she hears the show. I don't know anything about shelves.
Well, Arup is saying slide because shove ain't classy. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't shove it in you, Dina.
You got to slide. Slide's like you're trying to get away with it.
I wouldn't allow you to shove it in me anyways. Wow, well, I don't.
This is getting weird, all right? Please. Please. All right, let's... Have we got to ask Dina something?
Well, do anybody have relationship advice or questions?
No, they don't.
Dina,
okay,
I mean?
I got to sign off. Sweet.
What's that?
What?
I didn't.
You got the night off?
Oh, she has the night off.
Not, oh, okay.
Not necessarily.
Are you?
What? Oh, have you been? Hurry up! It's cold outside. I gotta hurry.
Why do you have to be outside?
Why are you outside? Yeah.
Because I had to smoke outside. Jesus Christ.
It's what?
Oh, obviously you smoke outside. Right.
Okay, sure.
Who's inside that you can't be hanging out and talking to us all about?
A bunch of people. Let it go.
I can't wait for 2010. I'll tell you that much. Thank you very much, Dina. It's great talking to you again.
Peace out.
All right, bye.
Menthols. Guaranteed menthols.
What's my...
So sad seeing white people smoke menthols. It is the saddest thing. Rednecks in the South all smoke menthols.
This year with Dina, right? Dina took up with a guy that she's not really into, but fixes all the shit in her house. What else? She had a lot of drama. Swine flu, of course. She got
more than once. It sounded like, right?
DUI was this year.
Sounded like she was born with swine flu. Am I wrong? There's something about it.
No comment.
Nah, I'm just saying. There's something. I like it. I like a husky voice. All right, good. I like it.
She always sounds like irritated too.
Oh, she's always bothered. She's always bothered.
Have a great night and a wonderful life.
All right. Swine flu still flu. Fuck it.
That's my other favorite moment of all year. We need to keep going about her. Yeah, fuck it.
What are you gonna do? 2010, still another fucking year. Bad things happen. I give a shit. Fuck it.
Not every day can be good.
Yeah, like any day can be good. Fuck it.
You can bottom out whatever.
Oh, well. Just leave it alone.
Right? She yelled a little bit, right?
Why aren't you inside? Leave it alone. Right. Like, is somebody looking at you right now? Leave it alone. I can't even give a non-answer. Leave it alone. It's
like being like at a clown party, being the clown. You know what I mean? Like,
even the officer pulling her over, so are you drinking tonight? Just leave it alone.
Oh, yeah, she got a DUI this
just
year.
Leave it alone.
She got a DUI, right? And and the cop's like, I need you to take a breathalyzer. Leave it alone. Well, you can't be driving away. I said leave it alone.
Still, she was stone sober the whole night. That's right. That's the sad thing about it. Just her attitude got her the DUI.
DUI all night long.
And she regretted. I remember she regretted.
You're telling me I can't smoke a goddamn cigarette?
You can't. We have a runner. Leave it alone. Her idea was, if this ever happened again, she would get out of her car, run into her house.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, run into her house.
Why? She can't smoke in there.
And then the officer would, of course,
right,
go to the house, knock on the door, and she would go,
What is it?
right.
But we have your car on the highway.
I didn't do
Lexi
it.
Lexi Spider-Man. You know, I'm just going to jump out and just fucking get home real quick.
She come back and like, I left my cigarettes in there. You got me.
Mentos. You got me.
Only in New York. She's the best.
She's awesome, though. I really am, man.
You say awesome, though. I say awesome and. You didn't hear this?
Let's fine and keep it to awesome.
Right. When you first started doing your 100 for 30, she was like the first.
Let me explain. The comedy thing we do where we'll have just me, Hemda, Brother Love was in it. There wouldn't be more than four people in the room.
And an audience, and it's live on the internet, of course,
right.
But it's only four people in the room. We surprise the comic guest. It's a stand-up comic guest at the end and say, hey, our listeners right now have 15 minutes to send you $100 via PayPal. If they get it in 15 minutes, will you do 30 minutes of stand-up right in front of this nothing, in front of the computer? It's very awkward. It's very weird. And we'll just stare at you if you're not funny.
Everybody was into it, by the way. Micah Sherman, I think, was the only one that said no. And he's not really a stand-up per se, unless I'm mistaken.
Yeah. He's like a variety.
Okay. But everybody else stepped up to the plate, and it was amazing. But go on, you were saying. I just want to fill people in. Also, by the way, one of the awards, when we say it in January, is going to be Best Keith and the Girl TV Show of the Year.
Mm.
So you get ready to slice wrists, Ray.
But I think you got it. Second Puntest was amazing. That's, and you were great.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thanks
bless
for doing
you.
It. It's fun times. We thank all had fun.
Thank you. Were you guys nervous?
I'm going Hemda in Hell.
Hemda in Hell's great.
That's I'm going that's in awesome. Hell. That's
I'm going
great.
Yeah.
In hell. You know what? I'm going Hemda in Hell.
You son of a bitch.
As good as you were. Oh, wait, that's you too, you son of a bitch. What are you getting?
It's all
what are you.
Out
of me?
It's
what are you
just named
back?
Me.
You were saying about Dina and 100 for 30?
Yeah, when we were, I remember being in the studio and them doing the donations. Like,
right.
She was one of the biggest ones.
Oh, like, she was into seeing you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy.
Very cool.
I already called it. Easy. Dina's mine.
Hey,
Upstate New York is still New York, baby. Yeah.
Okay, your lady's right behind you. Calm down, Ray. All right? Okay, we already worked this out.
I just thought it was very sweet of her. That's all.
But yeah, Brother Love and Ray were in that 100 for 30. I remember that.
It was fun.
They were getting along like two peas in a pod.
Yeah, they spooned at the end of it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to say I was the most wasted.
Oh,
out of
the,
yeah.
Let me think about that. Well,
congratulations.
No, I'm not saying that is a victory.
No, because you
for
know
me,
what?
It is.
Micah Fox was fucking hoo-ha, right?
I remember Brother Love staring at her ass while she's trying to tell jokes.
Mine too. It's very uncomfortable.
It's he gets awesome. Into it. Hey, when I did stand up at your show, were you shitting bricks? Were you nervous?
No. Why would you say like?
I'm just curious.
No.
Was Dan nervous? No. I don't do stand up. It's fair that you're
Dan
nervous.
Was outside smoking cigarettes during the whole
show.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think I hosted the whole thing where I was like, all right, I guess I'm...
This son of a bitch. What's going on there, Newsy?
He's doing the no he
just,
didn't.
Just, oh, girl. Like, holy shit, no he didn't.
Kind of, I should be offended.
He does that all the time.
But
like,
can I ask you a question, though? Am I crazy? But if the opening credits, it says hosted just by you.
Yes, it does. I'm glad I did
it
that.
It does not say hosted by you.
It does not.
It's McNally's writing in from Canada. I figured I'd get an easy win for the best KATG TV award since I edited all of them except Hemda in Hell, which is going to win.
No, I thought you were awesome, and I knew you were going to be awesome.
Well, thank you. I was just curious, and you didn't give the light. That was my main concern.
I told you. Didn't I not tell you right before you went on? As you were going on, I said, do what you want. It's cool.
I brought you don't know this. I brought a flashlight in my back pocket, and if you guys were going to light me, I was going to light you.
I thought you were going to light the audience.
I was going to light the audience. You guys are done. I was going to put the light right in my face and go, oh, my time is done.
Hey, thank you for wanting to be confrontational.
You never know. You never know.
I was just coming to having fun.
You should have taken the camera outside and lit up Dan when he was having a cigarette.
All right.
You're done. You're done.
Yeah, no more cigarette. What?
How's it going with you guys, you and Dan?
It's good.
Was that the was that the last show?
No.
No?
No, it's more.
You know what? Jeremy is ahead of Ray and Dan. He actually posted on our forums, we have a meetup section. He said, okay, next Sacapuntos has to be this day because it's the first Wednesday of the month. He said, and he pretty much said, all right, here's the next Sacapuntos. Get her done. Get the lineup going.
Oh,
so
it's done.
On our forums, he said, hey, post your shit up already.
I will. I'll put it up. Mike and Micah will be there. Is it due? Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Look how excited Newsy just got. Ooh.
And Mike was awesome on the Tonight Show the other night.
Oh, yeah.
They're my favorite duo. Mike and Micah, anytime they're on a show, it's amazing. That was the last show that they were on with Morning, It's Morning. That was amazing. Can that be in the best song? I want to nominate that shit for best song.
Morning, It's Morning. Get the fuck
out.
You
have no idea how excited I am.
Morning, It's Morning.
No. Don't do it bad.
Oh, jeez.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
You don't understand. People, I have not done it since I said I won't do it, right?
That is true.
Okay, I've
Here's
not
what
done
she
it.
Does instead. More. Oh, sorry. Like I'm a wife beater.
So instead, I come in and go, morning. But people have tweeted us, morning, it's morning,
Very
as
exciting.
If it's a song all in La La.
It still hurts me.
Can I do
Even
it?
In
can
print.
I do it right now?
Sure.
Look at Newsy. Can everybody do it with me? And morning, it's morning. Morning, it's morning.
What the hell's going
morning,
on?
Morning, it's morning. Morning, it's morning.
Can you imagine waking up to that? Can you imagine?
No.
You know who has it easier? And his parents living in Israel. Bombs wake them up. I'd rather have that.
Who wrote that?
Is that a cover? Is that a Hemda original? She's a songwriter.
Is that on the Hemda songs for the living or Hemda in hell? Which one?
Well, I know there's best live songs, you know, coming up, and there's also best, you know, produced songs already done, not performed live. I shit on you. I'd better be in there.
Oh yeah, that was
that's this
awesome.
Year.
Yeah,
if that doesn't
year.
Win. Then shut it all down. shut it all down. Sell the mics. Shut it all down. I'll take that one for $250. Done.
Sell the mics.
Hey, speaking of Mike and Micah, who's a better
financial propriety for this one?
Wait a minute. We should have best couple. Do we have enough?
I was
going to
say that.
Show?
Who's better, Mike and Micah, or Reverend Jen and Faceboy?
Oh, that's a tough
Reverend
one.
Reverend Jen Faceboy.
I love them.
Yeah. Because you never know what the fuck is going to happen. You kind of know what's going to happen with Mike and Micah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
She's gonna
be like,
she's going to take away his manhood.
Right, exactly. He's going to be funny, earn all the money, and still be there. And she's going to be like, well, all right. And that's that.
Can I tell you another morning song? Maybe we can switch it to this.
You're going to add another word besides morning to your morning lyrics?
My next door neighbor, when I used to sleep over, she used to wake up her kids. It was so cute. She was adorable. So it used to be like, I think it's from a musical or something because they were such musical people. Good morning, good morning. Yeah. Dun, 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 good morning,
gay guy,
good morning
that?
To you. Mm-hmm. He's not that kind of gay. No, I don't know. It's for what? Sound of Music? It's from Sound of Music. How about that, Keith Malley?
No, kill yourself.
Fine.
Hey, kill yourself in 09, 010's right here, baby. It's
all right. 010 is right after 09. It's all just numbers, baby. I'm sorry. I'll take the alphabet.
Hell yeah, man. Odds and evens, I'm all in.
No one ever wakes up in the morning like in a good mood to sing. Ever.
I
like,
know.
Nobody.
I know.
Henda starts. She goes, good morning, it's morning. Stricken from the record. My bad. I take it back. Like it's too late. It's already out there.
I will come up with a morning song that you will be very happy with. Morning, there's beer in my hand.
But there has to be beer
and
in your
there's
hand.
Yeah.
A little more excitement.
Good morning, there's beer in my hand. And in the other one, there's a shot of vodka. Good morning, good morning.
A little
let's
too
drink.
Much Broadway.
And now I'm blowing you.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, what a great
that
song.
That ain't my fucking morning.
Those are jerk hands.
Good morning, here's your blowjob.
It's like having my sister bringing me
no,
the
that,
wrong everything.
That would Come be on. Me. Good morning, good morning.
There you go. Now you're talking. I was like, I love good morning.
That's
good
the thing.
Good morning, this is a great right. song.
Now she's not talking.
Right. Yeah. It's a great melody.
I'm being told this song, by the way, if anybody cares, is from Singing in the Rain, not Sound of Music.
Oh, all the gays in this room fucking suck.
I guess, right?
Speaking of gay on gay here.
Definitely, all in.
You gave us paper before the show. Hey, if you got any moments that you want to talk about during the year, Newsy just draw a giant cock on his.
And then he tweeted it like a fucking asshole.
I didn't draw it. I'm high and my hands are so heavy that Emmy was controlling the marker and she technically drew
it. No, you
drew
that yourself. Who are you? It's like...
Hey, Newsy.
That's how I wake everybody up in my place.
You know who's not laughing? Your roommates.
What's going on? How are you guys getting along? You, Jeremy Relic, you guys okay?
I think swimmingly. Yeah, everything's going fine.
Swimmingly.
It's always a bit of a thing. If me and Mike are home and Jeremy's on his way home, we want to try and like cheer him up. Because his Twitter's usually like, fuck the 7 train and all that angry stuff or whatever. Right. We want to cheer him up. But he just goes
so
straight
to
his room.
Good morning. No,
he doesn't hear that song. He's asleep, remember?
Yeah. Okay. My roommate cooks the most amazing meal of all time, and I don't show up till 6 hours later. Yeah, you guys are going great.
That's the only reason I came back tonight, is to have his turducken.
Did you have some?
Yes, it is. Great. Fantastic. But for the record, roommates are good. The only thing that I fucked up on is that my rent's not always on time.
Mm-hmm.
Not the only.
I'm going to say the pre-cum. Like, it's a lot of pre-com.
I don't, the only thing that maybe he's saying that I'm doing wrong, it's a little thing. I will admit, I don't pay rent. Other than that, swimmingly.
Swimmingly, right.
Sometimes my payday doesn't fall on the first, and she won't accept it past the first. So
she won't accept it past the first.
Hey, I've never challenged it. I don't want to be that guy.
You are that guy. You just said you're that guy.
No. So I usually have them like cover me, and like I feel really bad about that. But even though I pay them back like 2 days later, but I just hate being the needy. I'm the needy roommate. I need everything from everybody. Can you do this for me? Can I borrow this? And that's what I hate the
most. Oh, so of course you think it's swimmingly.
Right, like, I'll give you candy.
Can you pay my rent? I'm whacking off on a bus right now. Can you take care of this?
Is it not a big deal at all, Newsy? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Like he can start paying rent on time a little bit. Thumbs up.
It's going down.
It's teetering. It's teetering. You want your roommates to respect you. You know, quit going on these, what do you guys do? You know, you go in these bushes and stuff.
Greyhounds.
Pick up an extra
shift. Nothing but greyhounds.
Right.
I've actually been pretty active in Adam for Adam these past few days, so I will be hooking up with some strangers within the next week or so.
Are you trying to make it to the 2010 Cat
Awards?
No.
This is 2011. Sorry.
Look at you, he's a giggling mess. How do you decide what stranger you're going to meet and what you're not?
It's really based on looks. If I see a picture... words be damned. Like, we'll make something happen.
Words be damned? What do you mean?
I don't need to know what they're saying. I just need to see their face. The last guy couldn't even speak English. I didn't care.
Did you hook up with a guy that doesn't speak English?
Yeah, but he didn't come. Remember?
Yeah, I didn't come.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the shower thing, the whole, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the shower. So what? I took a stranger in a shower in a stranger's bathroom and then...
And didn't come.
Wouldn't have sex with them and didn't come. I think that's my issue. I tried jerking off with condoms like Hemda said and it didn't work. So I think I just... I need something.
That's not up for any award this year at all.
I know
that's
my...
That's not up for... Not one goddamn award.
I know really? My stomach's churning.
I think I probably am the most shock-worthy guest.
Best vomit in the house.
Kyle.
It's either Kyle or Mike, the intern, right? Absolutely.
I think every intern has thrown up in this house.
Emmy? No.
I threw up at the Poconos on your birthday.
You're damn right you did. And who helped you out?
Brother Love taught me how to vomit.
Damn right. I did. Took good care of you. Right on.
What did he do? Come here, I got you,
I
princess.
Just talked him through it.
He said, put your finger in your mouth. And then vomit.
And you'll be a beautiful little girl.
But was that the first time you got drunk?
Yeah, that was the first time I got drunk.
She was done.
Oh, she was just all kinds of a mess.
Hulk juice.
That's some good stuff.
I have an unfortunate stain on the couch that never really leaves anybody's memory whenever you look at it. So.
Yeah,
Which
couch? The couch that I fucking sleep on over here? Want to stay over? No, thanks.
But at least he threw up in the proper place, not in the
No,
tub.
He did not.
No,
stop
did
hating
not.
On the wrong person.
This isn't even hating.
No,
I'm
no.
Not hating. Hater I thought aid. I didn't know where he puked. Like
no, he
which,
puked
which
everywhere,
better, the carpet
Kyle.
Or the tub?
The tub. You can shove that down a drain.
I'm going to put a mat. I think I mentioned this before.
Newsy, I'm going to come over and throw up in various places. You let me know which one's the best, okay?
Would you, if Mike the intern's into it?
Fuck him.
All right, we can make this happen by March.
Would you have a boxing match with him? And I'm being 100% serious.
No. No. If it's premeditated, then no, I'm not going to do it. Because he's got muscle. I was trying to be nice. He's got muscle. He does. Whether it's hidden underneath his soft shell, he's still got...
What a bitch.
He's still got muscle
That's
underneath.
Great.
And I'm smart
the
enough to
most
backhanded not...
handed compliment I've
yeah.
ever heard in my
it's
fucking life.
It's always that.
Life.
Can't grab a dick with a backhand, by the way.
Yeah, you can. But no, he's got strength that I can't compete with. And then he does watch MMA. I don't know if that affects people or not, but he seems like he would absorb that shit and start... kneeing me and things.
No, those are the worst people who watch that kind of stuff and then go, oh, I could do this too.
It could be love. You never know.
Didn't he say he squeezes his buddies' heads between his legs? Like they let each other set up and do that?
I know
what that sounds like to me, but it doesn't sound like MMA.
That's interesting that you wouldn't find him. Pussy.
Cokehead. I'm a pussy then. I don't care. Like I said, if it's premeditated.
I would fight him.
Emmy, this is what else I was going to ask. Emmy, would you box Mike
yes,
the intern?
Anyone.
You don't mind?
It doesn't even matter.
I'll fight Mike Tyson.
She's drunk.
She's
so fucking serious right now, you won't even believe.
This is her Don King over here, is Kyle. Right. Yeah, she's
Are you
it.
Ready to rumble? Because Emmy Paloa, she's going to fuck everybody up.
We have way too many interns
We're
that are drunk in the room.
I'm getting
okay.
out of here. We're going to be arrested. All right. Enough is enough. Let me tell you something, Kyle. You're okay. Ray, you're fantastic.
I'm the best.
I already moved on, Kyle.
You're a fucking asshole, douche.
That's okay. That's all right. Keep an eye on your man there. Don't worry what we just said.
She got it.
She understood. Don't you worry about it. No, it's been a very fun year. Thank you to everybody in the room. Thank you to everybody listening.
Wait, no.
What?
We never did most awkward moment, which would be the Mormon interview guy.
So a lot of people were IMing me that. The
Ryan Hamilton, yeah. My buddy.
So you're Mormon. Mm-hmm. No, it's really personal. Yeah, but are you an alien? Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it. Yeah, but your underwear is freaky, right? Yeah, well, have you ever fucked anyone? Yeah, but... That was so great.
Oh, that was a compliment. I didn't know that was a compliment.
Number one best ever.
Emmy lives for the awkward. Well, we will be mentioning all the nominees in the first show of the year, which is going to be in January. We're going to have some best of going out. Thank you to B. Jason. Thanks to everybody in the room, all our guests this year and every year. Thank you to you guys for spreading the word.
Brother Love is back. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys. I travel so much. You guys really, really are always the constant in my life. Thank you so much. Very, very much. You make me laugh, and you're always with me. And I know you're that way with a lot of people all over the world. Right on.
Thank you. Oh, and let's quickly
and
mention.
And skibbity-doo and who can't do.
BrotherLoveRocks.com. Buy his merchandise at BrotherLoveRocks.com/store. That helps him stay on tour the right proper way. Ooh. With some extra money in his pants. RayDeVito.net.
Yes.
He's starting to tour a lot more now.
Yeah. I, Detroit in February and Scotland, too.
You're going to Scotland?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Glasgow.
Awesome. Well, check out his dates at RayDeVito.net. Check us out at KeithAndTheGirl.com. This show is free. If you want to help support, KeithAndTheGirl.com/donate.
Donate,
right. And KeithAndTheGirl.com/store really helps us out. And thank you guys for spreading the word. Have a great holiday party.
Super party!
We're bringing back poker starting 2010. So KeithAndTheGirl.com/poker. Be sure when you sign up your account, use the referral code KATG. Games are going to start January 4th, 2010. Thank you guys so much. KeithAndTheGirl.com.